Are you ready for back to school? Why does that feel like a loaded question? It's the question we always ask this time of year, but in this season, this day, it carries a much different tone. The circumstances surrounding back to school are not what we faced in the past. I couldn't imagine back in March that face masks, social distancing, and blended or online learning would be the norm for back to school. Yet here we are, and it's maybe not what we had hoped, but the time has come. Decisions have been made, plans set in motion, and off we go into a new year. Many parents and teachers are anxious. While some I know personally are very ready to see their students and get back in the classroom, they are still worried, uncertain, and fearful. If you find yourself anxious today about any of it or all of it, there is peace to be found. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Bottom line, put your trust in something greater. Take your anxious thoughts about school, about your kids, about work, about your health, about your family, all of it. Take everything in prayer to God with a grateful heart. The thought of taking your fears to God with thanksgiving goes against our flesh. We want to begin with all the things we want, all the things that aren't right. God simply wants our focus to begin with counting our blessings as we then lay down our burdens. As you do, the peace of God, which goes beyond all you could ever even imagine or understand, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I want my heart and mine guarded by the peace of God. Today and every day, virus or no virus, it all begins with prayer, giving thanks in all things, choosing to trust God with what weighs heavy on my heart and mind. My mom had a dear friend that would tell her, when you worry, you tie the hands of God. Over the years, I've remembered that and shared it with friends who would then remind me of it when I was worried about something. Fear, doubt, anxious thoughts, anger, all the things we feel and experience when we try to control our world will tie the hands of God in our life because they are all rooted in a spirit of unbelief. We choose to believe the lie that God is not enough and He can't handle whatever big fear or circumstance we face. Don't believe the lie. Don't get caught in the web of unbelief. Choose to trust God. Go to Him in prayer every day about what's heavy on your heart and mind. Look to His word for truth. Lay your worries down. As you do, His hands will be free to move into your circumstance, working all things for your good. And through it all, you will experience peace. It's a peace that brings joy, even in the midst of a pandemic-covered back-to-school season. That's the truth. Whatever back to school looks like for you, trust God with it. Join me in praying for our schools, our teachers, and our children. As a family, memorize Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing and have more peace this new school year, trusting God holds it all. I'm Lori Klein.